The way many of us pay for our purchases is changing, moving from credit cards to debit cards. In these tough economic times, a lot of people say debit cards help them stick to their budget, but debit cards don't have the same fraud protections as credit cards. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor of checkbook.org, joining our own Dimitri Sotis with why that's so important, especially when you shop online.
Dimitri, here's the key difference. When you pay with a debit card, you're authorizing a withdrawal from your checking account. When you pay with a credit card, you're tapping a line of credit provided by the bank. So the financial risks are significantly different. Your money versus the bank's money. Credit cards also have stronger fraud protection than debit cards, guaranteed by law, whether they are lost or stolen or you find unauthorized charges on your account. That's why Checkbook and other consumer organizations recommend against using a debit card for online purchases, especially with an unfamiliar website or merchant. If something goes wrong, chances are you'll be better off if you pay with a credit card.
What about people who have debit cards with a Visa or MasterCard logo on them that promise zero liability?
Both companies highly promote their zero liability protection policies, which guarantee that you won't be held responsible for unauthorized transactions as long as you protect the card and notify the financial institution that issued the card immediately. But this zero liability protection does not apply when you make a purchase with your debit card and there's a problem after the sale and the merchant won't make it right. In that case, you may be on your own. And that's a big difference. One of the key reasons Checkbook advises using a credit card for online shopping.
Herb, if there is a problem after the sale, why are you more likely to get help if you paid with a credit card?
Because with a credit card, if you're dissatisfied with your purchase or the service you received, you can dispute the charge and withhold payment. Checkbook has found that credit card companies are far more likely to side with consumers and businesses when someone disputes a charge and asks for a chargeback, having the money put back in their account.
In your story, you spoke to a woman who learned the credit versus debit card lesson the hard way.
Yes, Wanda, who lives in South Carolina, responded to an ad offering free bottles of supplement pills. She used her debit card to pay the $9 shipping and handling. The company charged her $180 and instantly withdrew that money from her checking account. Wanda told me she called the bank right away and tried to get it stopped, but they said it was too late and couldn't do anything except cancel her debit card. If she had paid with her credit card, she could have requested a chargeback and gotten her money back.
Debit cards are an enticing target for cyber thieves, so how do those of us who have one protect ourselves?
Two things. Monitor your checking account. If anything seems suspicious, contact your financial institution right away and limit the funds in your checking account. As I said, a debit card is the key to your bank account. If a crook gets a hold of it, they can drain all of the money. The smart move is to have enough money in your checking account to cover upcoming bills and transfer in money from a separate savings account as necessary.
That's consumer man Herb Weisbaum with Checkbook.org. You can read more at WTOP.com. Search credit.